Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
If you'd like to reach us on our off-air number, you can text or call 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. So, Tammy, want to welcome to the air. We have a call-in guest, because you know that I've been certified recently as a Path to Buy coach.
Right.
And our call-in guest is one of my mentors. We have Tom Ward calling in from Chicago, the founder of Path to Buy. Welcome, Tom.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks for having me.
So, Path to Buy, I mean, first off, let's start out with a little bit of your background, because I've known you for many, many years. I did a site visit in your office, I think it was in about 04, and you taught me more about how to read financials for a mortgage company than anybody else, so I want to thank you for that, just some of the knowledge you shared there. And then I was a part of your mortgage business owners group, and you've created a lot of different products in the mortgage industry, but I have to say the Path to Buy, I think, is your best one. It's a crowning achievement because of what it does for the consumer.
It's so funny because, you know, you flash back to that and I have zero accounting background, right? So I'm really not a numbers guy. I'm an entrepreneur. Some say, you know, I'm a serial entrepreneur, but, you know, I flash back to 25 plus years now, and I've had three Central 21 franchises here in Lake County, Illinois. I started a mortgage company called Majestic Mortgage, and then that rolled into creating that, you know, How to Build a World-Class Mortgage Company seminar series that we were doing. And then, you know, right at the tail end, my passion was more probably to teach and, mm-hmm. you know, to train and speak. And late 06, I decided that, actually, I had some good friends of mine kind of did a little intervention and said, Tom, you can't do them both. You got to spend some time. Your asset is Majestic Mortgage. Your biggest asset is Majestic Mortgage. You either got to make a decision. Do you divest yourself of the asset or, you know, pay 100% attention to it? And I decided to pursue my passion, you know, which was the training, speaking, and, you know, component to both the real estate and the mortgage world. And then ultimately, after selling Majestic in May of 06, you know, I was consulting and, you know, training that industry. But, you know, the key, like you said, the best product, I guess probably the best product that I developed, you know, was the Path to Buy Homeownership Coaching Program, was basically out of necessity, because after Mortgage Meltdown, I saw some of the things that were going on that was, you know, making people crazy. I think the American
right.
dream is suffering a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I also think that you're in a situation where, you know, I was blessed to be able to have continuity of thought, so I didn't have anybody. I wasn't doing two things at once, so I could devote a whole lot of time, which we'll talk about here, you know, to the cause, which is educating the potential first-time home buyer as well as the foreclosure victim.
Right.
Right. So that education, is that really what drove you to create the program?
Yeah, I think that, you know, if you look back at it, I mean, I think that the consumer today is confused. I think it's probably due to connectivity. I really see the American dream suffering, because I see, you know, kids today are, you know, do I, don't I. I think, you know, coming out of that tailspin of too big to fail, you know, 10 years ago people were buying houses because it was the single largest appreciating asset. It was a no-brainer. You just
right.
buy a house, next year, $50,000, it's up. You know, they were buying it for the wrong reason. I think that we got to...
Anybody can do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you could fog a mirror and get a loan approved back then.
Right,
right.
Right.
It's like you didn't even have a job to give you a loan. Right? Even if you paid
right.
your bills late, you'd get a loan. Right. So it was just stupid, and that was, you know, ultimately we knew that was going to come down to it, and hope, you know, thank God we came out of it.
Right.
You know, it's what's here today. But I think it's a matter of, you know, you got that going on. You've got the sacred ground of houses never going to go down in value. You know, that was hallowed ground for a long time. If you'd have told somebody, you know, that house prices are going to drop between 10 and 50% in an 18-month period of time, they'd have probably had you committed.
Right.
You know,
there's
right
no way.
After that stuff's going on.
Right. They would say it would have to be some sort of perfect storm that was not likely and would never happen.
Right. Well, now that's in front of us. I mean, and, you know, now, you know, the Gen Yers have seen, you know, maybe their sister went through foreclosure, maybe their parents,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there's some fear, you know, that you're saying it's no longer, you know, you can no longer stand behind the fact that it's never happened in the history of housing. So,
when as you're talking you know, about the Gen Yers, how do you feel like the Gen Yers are different than other generations that have come through?
The first thing I would tell you is that I'm a baby boomer, So I could tell you that most baby boomers, it's a real trust factor. It's really rolls. You can roll this back to the ancient times of Greece, but ultimately the baby boomer started out trusting everyone. I mean, if you talk to somebody in, you know, in the Chicago suburbs or Wisconsin or Minnesota, probably even in St. Louis, you probably didn't lock your doors as a kid. You didn't lock your car doors. You weren't
right.
Yeah. Stealing
no.
stuff. Right? And,
right.
And this generation has grown up with 9/11, identity theft, you know, the roofies in your drink in a bar. I mean,
right.
You know, Target taking your card, you know, hacking your card. It's crazy. And they start out trusting no one. And I think it's so important for loan originators to be able to position themselves as educators rather than pre-qualification loan officers taking an app type thing, because I think we need to build trust with these folks. I think the other thing that happened is that, you know, I think almost everybody's got ADD today, multitasking going every which way to Sunday, and, you know, there's a tendency to do a lot of research, and then come to making a decision. I think they learn in bite-sized chunks of video.
Tammy's looking at me right now, by the way, because she knows I like
the
internet
ADD
research.
Part, yeah.
No, well, the internet.
Yes, the ADD part.
Yeah, the ADD part and the internet research.
Oh, yeah, big research.
Yeah, so, I mean, but, you know, I think instead of fighting that, we have to sanction that. I think we have to be able to go to the point of being able to say, listen, they're going to research. They're going
right.
to not trust people. They,
right.
they learn in bite-sized chunks of video. You have to furnish that. You know, I wrote a book at the tail end of Majestic Mortgage called The Empathy Effect, and I think that's been my success in business and in life, is looking at things from the other side, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I could understand what they're going through, that's when I did the research on the Gen Yers. You know, you look at it. I think connectivity has caused confusion, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one expert on the internet says you should buy your first house, and another expert, you know, says, don't do it, you'll be sorry.
Right.
I mean, who do they believe? It's like, do I, don't I? And it kind of makes them crazy. I tell you that the most important thing anybody who's renting today, including a foreclosure victim or a short sale victim or that first-time home buyer, is just get educated. Don't take the focus off the decision. Do I, don't I? Don't worry about it. What I found when I interviewed those 318 renters is that almost no one had a plan. I mean, these kids today are flying by the seat of their pants more than anybody we've ever seen.
There are record numbers of them still living at home with the parents that are they're boomerang kids that have swung back around.
Yep.
You know, they've moved out for college and now they're home.
Yep.
Yeah. How do you get them out, right?
Yeah.
It's like, talk to a lot of parents, it's like, I'm sure you've got an aging database there, Doug, where it's like, Doug, you got to get my kids out of my basement because they're making me crazy.
Right?
You know, how do you do that? I mean, many a time we'll probably talk about that meter later on down the line in this, but, you know, we developed a proprietary piece of software. It's called the Homeownership Eligibility Meter. And, you know, part of your role, as you know, as a coach, is to be able to kind of get them in, set a plan in place, and then monitor that plan through that process, right? So many a time we'll have one of the kids will take picture that meter to their parents, and they'll say, Dad, Mom, I always want to let you know that, you know, I kind of got my act together here. My credit's good, blah, 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 everything else. The only thing I'm short on is down payment.
It's a proud moment when they go to their parents with that.
No kidding. But, you know, and then Mom and Dad look at them and say, son, the way I understand this is that you're about $3,000 short of a down payment, and then you'll be homeownership eligible, right?
Right.
That's right, Dad. Let me write that. Call that guy, Doug Haldeman, right now.
I'm writing the check.
Who do I write the check to?
Right.
So I can get you out of my basement.
Right. So you're saying $3,000 is all it's going to take to get you out of my basement?
Sold.
I'm on board. Count me in.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think that's a big part of it. I think we've tried to, you know, as you know, what I did with that one transaction picking and that reading of P&L on the financial side is, if there's one thing, either it's a God-given talent or something I learned over the years, is that I can take the complex and make it simple. I mean, this is one, you know, it's just it looks like a mixer board, right? And it's just eight, you know, 7.5 obstacles, 7.5 meters, and we determine how far, you know, you're going to teach the real truth about the target.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do they really need for a down payment? Don't listen to the internet.
Right.
You know, what do they really need for a credit score? You know, what do they really need for debt-to-income ratios? And then you'll determine what they have, and then you'll monitor that progress. As you know, there's three requirements when we certify a path to buy coach in a market, The three requirements that we have is that we want to make, you know, number one, it's got to be for free. You can't charge the consumer. That's my requirement.
Right.
I need these kids to get educated for free. The second thing is that you can't take a high-pressure approach. You got to take low pressure. Let them make the decision upon their time. And then the third component of this becomes you got to agree to check in every 45 days to monitor their progress, which, hence the name, Path to Buy Coach, right? Because you're going to coach them through the process and kind of keep them, try to help them to keep on track, because it's hard. It's hard for any generation to stay on track. So that's your role.
Absolutely. And Tom, I'm definitely honored that you chose me and St. Louis to carry the torch for Path to Buy. And right now I'm the only certified coach in the St. Louis area that is a certified Path to Buy coach that we can sit down on my team and consult people. We will do it for free, and we'll take them down the path to buy so that if it's one of your kids you need to get out of your basement, then we're going to help with that, get a consultation scheduled. If it's if you're in that situation, if you're the Gen Yer, or if maybe you used to own a home and now you're renting again and you're ready to take that leap back into home ownership, you need to get on the path to buy. And one of the quickest ways to do it, if you visit our website for the show at DougHaldeman.com, it's DougHaldeman.com. Visit DougHaldeman.com and look on the right-hand side. You'll see the Path to Buy link. It's a green green tag there that you can click on, and that will take you to the series of the short videos that will tell you a little bit more about the program and see if it's something that's right for you that's going to help put you on the path to buy. So, Tom, if you have time to stick around, definitely have more questions for you, because I'm going to ask the question that, what if houses never appreciated? Would it still be worth it to own a home? Well, coming up, Tom Ward, the founder of Path to Buy, will tell us some advantages of home ownership that will surprise you. You'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.